בעזרת השם, we are in Torah Lamed Zayin, Part Gimel, and Rabbeinu is bringing that Agra de Ta'anit HaTzidketa, when a man is fasting, so the main gain, the main reward that he can achieve from that fast is by giving charity, by thinking about other people that also didn't eat. When you like we said, if you remember, that the Torah nitna mimidbar matana, the Torah been given from the desert as a free gift, and when a man is learning Torah, the conclusion, it's written that there is a difference between sason v'simcha. The Gaon Mivilna said that there is a difference between sason v'simcha. The simcha, happiness, it's perfect. But sason, it's not perfect. It's not 100% happiness. This is the difference between sason to simcha. So his students asked him, how can it be? It's written on the Torah, Sasa nochi alimratecha kemotze shalal rav. So you want to say that the Torah is not a complete happiness? Torah been called sason. Sasa nochi alimratecha kemotze shalal rav. So my happiness while I'm learning Torah is not perfect by your shita, the Gaon Mivilna. She answered, yes, it's not perfect. Why? Because when you learn Torah, what you learn all of the time that you learn, that the Torah is wider than the sea. That you will never gonna finish learning, that you can never understand it all, and that it's so far from you. This is the understanding, this is the real lesson when you learn Torah. So when we're saying that the main reward that a person can have from the fast, it's by charity. It's because that you understand, even if you're going to achieve whatever that you're going to achieve, alright, you're going to fast, you're going to break all of your desires, all of your lusts, you're going to be totally clean, totally pure, you haven't achieved nothing if your brothers are still drowning, if your family are still suffering, if other people in Am Yisrael, we're all committed to each other, we cannot succeed alone, and this is, oh, look at him, his happiness cannot be complete, cannot be full, cannot achieve real happiness if Am Yisrael are still in sorrow. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising to us, Shelo yidach mimeno nidach, that even one person will not going to stay in the exile. And we're not allowed to accept the Geulah, the salvation, whatever Hashem is offering to us, until the last one is coming. Even if they're going to offer you $1 million. We spoke about it once, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, Borei Olam, promised to him something that I suggest that no one can refuse. He told him, when I'm going to destroy Am Yisrael, I'm going to make you to be a Goy Gadol. You're going to be all of the nation of Am Yisrael, all going to be from your seed. He becomes to be Mamash like Abraham, like Yitzhak Yaakov. It's a promise that no one can understand. All of Am Yisrael going to be his children, going to be from his seed. And he refused. And he said, no. If this is your plan, kill me first. He's not even, and because of that, the promise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept his promise finally, in the end. And he gave him that merit, that they become to be more than 600,000 men from the seed of Moshe Rabbeinu. But only because that he refused. Because that he refused. When a man, they offer to you something, Arav Shalom told that once, a long time ago, they came to him and offered to him to be the main rabbi of the Sfaradi rabbi, the main chief rabbi, Sfaradi chief rabbi of Hasidut Breslev. Something politic, and they wanted to support him with a lot of money. He said, I'm not moving from my rabbi, from Rav Berlin. Not moving from him, this is it. And he refused to a huge offering. And because of that, he became to be even more than what they could offer him. Because actually, today I heard that Rav Shalom said to Rav Aaron, the son of Rabbi David Chaim Stern, Rav Aaron Stern, that before that he met Rabbi Zev Lebovich, the books, the Hafatzah, the distribution was stuck. And he didn't know what to do. And he was broken hearted. Mamash, he didn't know, he didn't have no advice. And only when he met Rabbi Zev Lebovich, the Hafatzah started to grow. And he said that it's all by the merit of Rabbi Zev Leibovitz Dafetz and all of that wonderful distribution in the world. So, like we're saying again and again, Am Yisrael, when we're going to Uman, when we're learning Torah, if you divide yourself from Am Yisrael, you're not connected. Am Yisrael, all of Am Yisrael is one unit. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah Kedoshah, it's one piece. You cannot separate between them, but if you are separating yourself from Am Yisrael, even in your thoughts, even not thinking Lashon Hara, you just live for yourself, you just care about yourself now, so you cannot enjoy from the light of the Torah, and you cannot see the light of Hashem, for sure. Rav Shalom said, there are a lot of righteous people, and everyone had a different issue, topic in his life. One was praying, one was learning, one was doing this and that, one was giving charity, everyone with his thing in Avodat Hashem, but they are all connected in one thing. What? Love to Am Yisrael, Ahavat Yisrael. Without love to Am Yisrael, you don't have nothing. You can be righteous in your imaginations, you're righteous. You separated yourself, you develop certain skills, I don't know, like an athlete, like an artist, like something like that. Alright, you learn, you're wise, you're a genius. You're not righteous. Righteous tzaddik, it's for Am Yisrael. To be a leader, a mercy leader for Am Yisrael. This is Kedusha, this is real holiness. So, like we see here, Agra de ta'anita tzidketa, that the main thing that you can gain from all of that effort of fasting, of breaking your body, of growing in Avodat Hashem, and all of what the Rabbeinu explained before, that you can see the light of your soul, you're separating yourself from being an animal, you become to be Adam, a man, to sit on the chair, and such amazing things that a man can you can remember Hashem Yitzvarach, and you can learn the Torah in 70 phases of the Torah. All of that depends in that you remember your brothers. There is no other advice. Kitzdaka remez le'or, because charity hints us about the light. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, וזרחה לכם יראה שמי שמש צדקה. The sun of charity gonna illuminate for you the ones that are יראה שמיים, believes in me. והוא התורה, and it's the Torah, the light of the Torah. כמו שכתוב בזוהר, like that it's written in the זוהר הקדוש, שמעו אליי, listen to me, אבירי לב הרחוקים מצדקה. The ones that have a strong heart that are far from charity, mean cheap people that are not giving charity. The inun rechikin meoraita. Over there in the Zohar Kadosh it's written, those are the ones that are far from the Torah. In the verse itself, it's written they have a hard heart, means strong heart, they're cheap, they're not giving charity. They're far from charity, from tzedakah. Zohar Kadosh is explaining they're far from the light of the Torah. If you don't have mercy, if you don't have a heart, you cannot understand what you learn. You can memorize it by heart, you can know all of the outside, the wrapping of the Torah. You can remember the letters, the math. You cannot understand what Hashem wants from you until you have a heart. A man without a heart, he's not a man. This is what the Rabbeinu is saying. V'hu b'chinat Adam. Then you become to be a human being. Without charity, without a heart, and it doesn't mean money. It means to give. It means to give. It means to be mercy. To your wife, to your children, you don't need to give them money. You need to give them time. You need to give it to give an ear, to give your heart. You need to give time. You need to care. You need to love. You need to support. You need to listen. This is the main charity. What that you can give to someone by listening to him for 10 minutes, you cannot give him that with millions of dollars. Give, write him now a check, $1 million, you really can, it's not going to bring him nowhere like 10 minutes of listening to him, of care about him, listen to him, want to help him, tell him I'm going to pray on you, you talk to him and tell him I pray on you, and you do those things, you do care, he feels it. If you're going to lie, he's going to feel that you're a liar, that you try to take something from him, but really if you care about him, he's going to feel it, immediately he's going to feel it. And that feeling going to heal him from inside. That you're going to give him a will to live. This is it. He will also going to want to serve Hashem. And he will want to come to that yeshiva that he told him about. And he will want also to go to Uman. Everything that you're going to say, he's going to say, so be it. Amen. I want it also. Whatever. Because he saw that you love him.
When someone sees that someone else loves him, this is it. It builds loyalty. The friendship, this is it. He will not gonna move from you never. Whatever you're gonna tell him, he's with you. Why? Because he saw someone loved me. Someone cared about me. Amen. He needs that. Every person in the world, he needs that. He needs to know that someone cares about him, that someone loves him. And if you have the ability to do it, how are you going to do it? Only if you're going to decide, alright, from now on I'm smiling more, this is it. And the sadness, it's very great, but it's not bringing me nowhere. It's a nice hobby, but it doesn't bring good results. Maybe I'm going to try to smile. Ve'ru b'chinat Adam, it's the aspect of a human being. כמו שכתוב, זאת התורה אדם. The Torah, to be with the Torah, you need to be a human being. וזה אותיות אדם. And why the letters אדם, א' and דלת and מם? מם סתומה, the מם that is closed, the last מם. הוא בחינת הענית, is the aspect of a fast, שהוא בחינת עולם הבא, that it's an aspect of the world to come, דלית באכילה ושתייה, that over there you don't eat and you don't drink. Why the mem is an aspect of the world to come? Because it's circle and it's endless. There is no end to it. This is it. So you're inside, and this is it. And you're there forever. You cannot go nowhere. You're there. It's a world to come. It's eternal letter, the mem stuma.
Matthew 40, no?
40, yes.
40 days.
But when you write mem, this is the two. It's two mem. It's mem. The letter mem, you write it two mem. So it's the numeral value is 80. It's 40, but it's written two mem, twice 40. You know, it's written in the Kitve Bala Sulam. The Bala Sulam said that what it means that Boro Olam, that Moshe Rabbeinu brought Am Israel to receive the Torah, and he made them stand betachtit ahar, in the bottom of the mountain. So he said tachtit ahar, it's tachtit hahirhurim, means the worst condition of bad thoughts that a man can have. He brought them to that place. Moshe Rabbeinu brought all of Am Israel to think horrible thoughts in the time of Ma'amad Kabbalat Torah. When they were about to receive the Torah, the thoughts were in the lowest place that the thoughts of a human being can be. They went crazy under the mountain. They didn't know what to do with themselves. They felt so far, so low, cannot be. All of the kfirot. In that moment, brought that wonderful light of the Torah that had been given in 40 days. Why you need to bring someone to be so low? You think that it's a curse. You think that it's something wrong that is happening to us. In the Torah Kedosha, the Torah is telling us that the Goyim are happy with the sorrow of Am Yisrael. And we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he led them to be happy. You see Chas Shalom, that Am Yisrael are suffering, and you see the Ishmaelim are dancing in Aza, and they're happy, and they're celebrating the sorrow that we have. So you ask Ribbono Shel Olam, why are you making them happy? How you let them celebrate from our sorrow? How can it be? If you love us, Ribbono Shel Olam, so why you let them be happy from our sorrow? How can it be? So the Torah is answering. Also, I heard it from Rav Aaron Shtern, that the Torah is saying to us that if you see your enemy that he's suffering, so don't be happy if you see him suffering. Because if Hashem gonna see that you're happy, he can remove the judgments from him and to revenge that person that was happy instead. So this is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. When the nations are happy from the sorrow that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at that. And he's bringing those judgments on them because they're happy to see that we're suffering. So even when you're suffering, even when it's hard for you, even when they're bringing you to such a low place, you need to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is into something. He's planning something. Now I'm under those judgments, but those judgments are not forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'Breslev Yesh Inyan Sheitapech HaKol LeTova. Rabbeinu brought that issue that we know that he's reversing
reversing everything. He's got that power. Bo'olam got that power. Bo'olam got that way of doing things. You need to bring the person to the lowest place of them all, that in that place he realized that he needs Hashem Yitbarach. He needs. And then he can receive the Torah Mimidbar Matana from the desert as a free gift. Only when you become to be like the desert, that you feel nothing can grow for me, nothing can, I cannot, there is no water, there is no success, there is nothing, I'm so low, I'm so empty, I'm so dry. This is the moment that you have a vessel that can contain Torah. Torah is water. If you have a cup that's full with water, you cannot have more water. Only if your cup is empty, you can receive water. And you always want to receive more water. So this is why you always need to empty your vessels. How are you going to empty your vessels? You just learn something. Nafshi yatz'a bedabiro. When you talk, you take out your soul, you give it to someone else. And then, you are empty. You have so much information, so much knowledge. In the moment that you talk about, everyone felt it. In the moment that you tell someone about what that you're going through in your life, you lost it. You know it. You had an amazing Shabbos. You go to someone, you tell him, wow, it was amazing Shabbos. This moment, you lost that Shabbos. You gave it to someone else, and you don't feel the light that you felt 1 minute ago. You had an amazing Itbodedut. You tell someone about that Itbodedut. You try to go to the field like you're standing in front of the wall in prison. How am I going to go out from this forest, from this dungeon? You know, don't know what to do with yourself. Why? Because you gave it to someone else. If you're going to be wise, you're going to understand that this is how you increase make them wider, your vessels, make them wider to receive more light. As much as you give more, you can receive more. And if you're going to give, like in mitzvah of honoring your wife, you need to give your wife more than you have. You're going to receive more than you can contain. So when you have those questions of how much to give, the answer is more than you're able to. Just you need to check if you have the power to do that. But really, if you're going to do that, you're going to be answered. You're going to give and you're going to give and you're going to give and you're going to receive so many times more that you cannot imagine. It depends in your faith. It depends in your vessels. If you see that you give and then you hate the people that you gave them and you see that it's breaking you to pieces, so you need to take it to the field. You need to pray on it before. You need to go and you say, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to give more. I want to help more. But I don't have the vessels. Please give me the power. And by that humility, you're going to build those vessels of courage, of confidence to go and to give and to... But when you do it, finally, you're going to be answered. You're going to see miracles beyond nature. Beyond nature. You're going to see in all terms, in all ways. It's in money. It's in Torah. It's in cheering up people to serve Hashem Yitbarach. How many tefillin you can put a day? One. Maximum two if you put also Rabbeinu Tam. This is it. You cannot put them again. You cannot. Yeah? Maybe you're going to put them again without... Okay. How many? One person can put one tefillin a day. This is it. But if you teach people to put tefillin, every one of them that puts tefillin, it's your tefillin. And even more than that, like Rav Shalom explained once, that if a person now keeps mitzvot tefillin, so it's not perfect, you know that you put tefillin not in a perfect way, you keep Shabbos, and you know that you have a lot more to learn about Shabbos, how to keep Shabbos. But if you taught someone else how to put tefillin, you taught him with the right intention that he's going to put tefillin in a perfect way. That was your will. And now, even if he's going to put them not 100% good, for you it counts like they are perfect. Because this is what that you wanted him to have. When you told him keep Shabbos, you wanted him to keep Shabbos like the Shulchan Aruch is saying. So for you, it counts like that he kept Shulchan Aruch. All of the halakha of how to keep Shabbos, all of that, it counts for you like a perfect mitzvah. You can never reach a perfect mitzvah. And when you teach others, it counts for you like all of what that you taught them is perfect for you. And it's your reward. So how much you can learn? And by what? By giving. What are you going to give? I have a friend, he was a few days in the yeshiva, but he lives here in Eretz Israel. He came from Australia. When I was learning in Esha Torah, they wanted to establish a certain group that's going to work in Kiruv in Eretz Israel to bring Israelis So immediately I jumped on that opportunity, and I told them that I'm sorry, and I don't have so much time to spend in that learning that they wanted to teach us, and I need to do kiruv in the Kotel HaMaravi. So it was written that I'm learning in Eshat Torah, but actually a few hours a day I was spending talking to people in the Kotel HaMaravi, in the Rova Yehudi. I was sitting with people, and they asked me, what are you doing? I said, kiruv, you wanted kiruv, right? So it's kiruv. There was one person that came, he was wearing sandals and, I don't know, white pants, something that flies with the wind, I don't know, in Hebrew it's called shawal, I don't know, something windy. And I met that person, I started to talk to him, spoke English, and I told him, you know, let's sit a few minutes and I'm gonna help you to learn something because of Shachrit, because of Torah. I sat with him on this siddur from the beginning until the end, and all Shachrit, I explained to him. We were sitting, I don't know, something like close to an hour. I met him in the yeshiva after 8 years or so, 7, 8 years. And I told him, do you remember me? He told me, know who you are? I told him, I sat with you, and I taught you how to say Birkot HaTorah, Birkot HaShachar. He looked at me, and he told me, you don't know what you gave me. I was looking for you for years. I was looking for you in the Kotel. I was looking for you in Eshat Torah. And you don't know how much you helped me. And think about it. What? I gave him 40 minutes of my life. I gave him an hour for my life. I sat with him. I explained to him a little bit Birkot HaShachar. Every time that he's saying Birkot HaShachar, it's my Birkot HaShachar. Every time that he's saying Birkot HaTorah, and all of the rest of the things that came out because of the fact that he had that chizuk in that day, that someone gave him 40 minutes or an hour and sat with him, and it gave him a lot of strength, a lot of powers, a lot of happiness. Even more important than the Birkot HaTorah and Birkot HaShachar, because it gave him a will to stay. He felt that someone cares about him. He felt that someone wants to help him. This is what that we can do. And it's easy. You don't need to do much for that. You just need to want that. You just need to care. You just need to care. You just need to care. You just need to have a heart. And how are you going to have a heart? Like we said before, you cannot have a heart. You need to have a heart to have a heart. You cannot. If you don't have a heart, what are you going to do? You need to want. When you want the Torah, that will creates the vessel to contain the Torah. You feel empty, you feel you don't have a heart. Now you have a heart. In that moment that you realize that you don't have a heart, this is the time that you have a heart. If you know that you have a heart, amazing heart, a golden heart, it's made out of iron, it's made out of gold, you cannot feel. If you think that you're so mercy, you don't have nothing in your hand. Only when you feel that you're not worthy, that you're nothing, that you're zero, that you're mamash, worthless, and now you want to go and to help others, and you're not thinking about yourself, you already have a heart, and already you have students, and already you have Torah, and already you can have divine spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, and then you say, hey, what's going on with me? Who am I, actually? And then you're going to humiliate you again, that you're going to go back to track. When you start thinking, so immediately someone's going to do a favor with you, and slap you, and gonna wake you up to start over, to remember that you're zero, that you're nothing, that you're not exist in this world at all. Only Hashem, only the mercy of Hashem. So, Mem, like we explained, it's an aspect of the fat, it's an aspect of the world to come. That the late ba'achila ushtiya, that there is no eating and drinking over there. It's written the late. It's that there is no. Then and there is no, and Rabbeinu mentioned two things, achila ushtiya. So there is two things we don't have there, delayed achila, delayed shtiya, and delayed is like dalet, and the letter mem, it's also two daletin that are together, also the mouth is round like the mem.
So in a mem
because it's closed. Okay.
Rabbeinu's not going to tie this to Moshe, or went up before the no shtiya, no food.
I don't
know. Mem 40 today, two times.
No.
No?
It's our chidush, you and me. It belongs to us. Rabbeinu gave it to us. So. Vedalet, so you see those two dalet in the late Bachilah Shtiyah, maybe you can learn from that also on that letter mem, that mem, letter mem, made out of two dalet in.
one dalet on the top and one dalet on. This is why also on a woman that it's hard for her to give birth, so it's like a mem stuma. She cannot give birth because her womb is closed, like sealed. It's a mem. So you need to open the two daletin. So this is what Rabbeinu is saying, to say mizmor letoda. The mizmor letoda, when you say the mizmor letoda, I don't remember the number.
100.
100? So why 100? Why 100? He's explaining that on that, I don't remember. But when you say mizmor letoda, so it's like opening those two daletim. Open the mem to become to be dalet is a door, and they become to be two open doors, and then the baby can come out healthy and smiling. No, but Rabbeinu is saying two dalet in mem. Okay, Baruch Hashem that we don't remember. So v'dalet and the letter dalet of Adam, we have mem, we had mem, now we're in dalet v'dalet. Hurem is the arba yesodin. It's hinting us, teaching us about the four foundations. Shenishpalim al yedei hataanit, that are going down by the fast. Like we said before, that Rabbeinu explained, it's not that you cancel the foundations, just you cancel the desire for them. You're not attracted after them. You're not going after them, and oh, you smell something and this is it, you have to, and you saw something and no, you control. You have them, you know you need to eat, but you can do it with your logic. You can decide what I'm going to eat, what I'm not going to eat. You're not doing it out of stress, out of hunger, out of craziness. You can breathe, you can relax. You see all kinds of lust of desires and you can control yourself. And you're not attached to them and you don't have no control. Chassar shalom. ונתעלה השכל הרמוז באלף, and by the mem and the dalet, the wisdom that is hint in the letter alef is rising up, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ואלפך חוכמה. I'm going to teach you wisdom, and it's written ואלפך, mean I'm going to train you, means in the letter alef. Alef is the first letter, means the beginning of learning. By the letter alef you can receive the wisdom. I want to tell you something small else about that. Rabbeinu in Torah Vav, that Rabbeinu said that it's very important to learn Torah Vav in the days of Elul. Everyone that have that merit, have that zchut to sit and learn Torah Vav, Rabbeinu said that it's very helpful to learn the Torah for holiness, for Kedusha, in the days of Elul. And Rabbeinu over there is saying that the main tshuva is Shishma Adam, the man, this is the same Adam, Bizyono V'idom V'ishtok, and it's going to be quiet, silent, with his mouth and in his heart. So, and Rabbeinu over there is explaining that dam becomes to be dom. The blood that someone insults you, that the Yetzirah insults you, that your wife insults you, that your friends insulting you, no matter who, is insulting you. So that blood that been poured, that went down, so if you're quiet, that dam, blood, becomes to be dom. Dom means be quiet. You're not answering back, and also not in your heart. So by that, dom la Hashem v'itcholel lo. You become to be for Hashem. You're quiet, not to that person. The wife is screaming at you. It's not that you're not answering to her. You're not answering to Hashem. Dom la Hashem. You're quiet because Hashem is talking. Not because of the wife. Dom la Hashem v'itcholel lo. And you become to be him. You're canceling yourself to him. This is that aleph of the word Adam. Aleph ha chokhmah. You're going to receive the wisdom. You become to be a human being. By being quiet. Being quiet, you can, Rav Shalom said, even if you're going to say to someone, machul, 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 I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you, if you still think that he exists, you cannot forgive him. Your forgiveness is not real forgiveness. Only when you come to a complete faith, that you know that insulting came from Hashem, you can forgive that person in a complete heart. Because he's not exist. But when he's still there, every time you're going to see him, you're going to say, oh, no, you're going to remember, I forgive, no, but I didn't forget. I need to forget also. So, you forgive, so you're not forgiven. When you still, the faith is not complete, and you don't just see Hashem, you can never forgive. This is why Rav Shalom always blessing people in faith. Because now they have issues in Shalom Bayit. You need to understand that it's Hashem. Because as long as you think that it's your wife, you cannot forgive. She's stopping you from learning, she's stopping you from doing tshuva, she's stopping you from being with your friends that are helping you so much, stopping you from being with your family, with your parents. How you can forgive her? You cannot. You're right, you cannot. Because you don't have a complete faith. But if you're going to know that Hashem Yitbarach, He wants you not to learn so much, and He wants you to learn faith now instead of learning Torah. And if Hashem Yitbarach wants you not to talk to your parents now, because He wants you to talk to Him more. And you're going to see how many good things, benefits you're going to have by not talking to them now. You think, no, I have to, and I know. You don't know nothing. The truth is that you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. You don't know how much that distance is healthy for you and for them. Because you don't know who you are, and you don't know who are they. And you don't know nothing. And you just think with your fears and your anxieties and your desires and will and I don't know. And it's all filth. It's all nonsense. You have scams in your head all of the time. You're not really thinking with your wisdom on really honoring my parents. Really, to respect your parents, for that you need to be righteous. Then they're going to be very honorable people. That they have a righteous son, a healthy son, a happy son that is illuminating the world with the light of the Torah. You can do that and spending 2 hours every day in the Skype. You cannot do that. So for that, the distance is very healthy. If you're not going to have Shalom Bayit, peace with your wife, so is there any way in the world that you can respect your parents when someone going to hear that you have problems in your marriage life? This going to respect your parents? Alright, so you're in good relationship with them and you're talking to them daily 2 hours, but your wife, she's not happy, so it's not honoring them at all. But when your house is going to bring fruits and people are going to say, wow, I saw your son and I saw his wife and they're amazing together, walking and their children, and wow, such a... How are you going to have educated children? If not by sitting and learning Torah with them, they're going to learn in the Talmud Torah, and you're going to spend hours with them sitting and learning and memorizing. And how are you going to reach that, spending 2 hours every day in the Skype? And the children are with them also on the phone and talking and this and that and shopping and doing and coming and going. You're not going to have a Talmid HaChamim like that. So you have to put an end. You have to put a border. You have to put a certain stop wall to separate, because you want to build a Kedusha. The Kedusha have to have borders. It have to be in a certain house. The house have to function. And you have to function by the wisdom of your wife. Because Chochmat Nashim Banta Beta, the wisdom of the women, builds the house. You have to count on your wife. You have to believe in your wife. And if you see that your wife, she's got lackings, no problem. You need to pray on your wife. So for that, you need to go to the field. You have to spend more time in the field. You need to pray on your wife that she's going to have the wisdom to educate the children. You cannot bend the truth. Just you don't know how to complete it. All right, so add another half an hour. It's about to do it on your parents. Another 10 minutes. That you're going to be able to please them in 10 minutes conversation, in 5 minutes conversation, one in a few days conversation. You're going to have that wisdom. If you're going to pray on it, you're going to achieve it. On the reason that the man has not been answered on his prayers, it's only because he didn't came to that point that he was talking straight to Hashem. He was maybe complaining on Hashem, maybe he was arguing with Hashem, maybe he was telling Hashem Yitbarach what to do, but he wasn't with Hashem. In the moment that you connected yourself to Hashem in the Bodedut, and you can hear the click. This is it. That situation been solved. You don't need to pray on it anymore. When you came to Hashem, to what that Hashem wanted you to understand in that Bodedut, when you came to that, this is it. You will never gonna have to pray on it anymore. That situation is solved already. It's behind you. You moved on. This is it. You're in a different place now. You're not even going to need to see and to think and how to see the miracles. You're not even going to have to think about it anymore. It's behind you. All of the reason that you need to pray on something more and more and more, it's because you didn't reach that point to the center of what Hashem wanted from me in that place. So this is why the main search is what Hashem wants from me. You go to the field and you talk to Hashem and you ask and you pray and you beg and you wish and you want and you... Hashem, what do you want? Because in the moment that I'm going to understand that lesson, it's going to finish. Hashem doesn't need to make chazarot, I say.
Miracles, miracle rounds.
repeat again and again and again. No, Hashem, he wants to move on, he wants to progress with you. He wants you to grow, he wants you to develop, but you cannot jump to the second stage if you are not stable enough in the first one. So, and you wish to jump to the 10th and to the 20th. So, Bo'olam wants you to hold one step back a little bit until you're going to understand it. One time it's by doing tshuva, one time it's by praying a lot, one time it's by saying thank you to Hashem Yitbarach, every time it's by something else. But this is what that we need to look for. Look for Hashem Yitbarach. And then you're going to understand finally, Hashem is going to give you the wisdom. To understand why I need to be in that kind of life, why I need to be in Eretz Israel, why I need to live in Jerusalem, why you need to marry that woman, why I need to live in this house, why? There are reasons for everything. There are spiritual sparks in everything. There is tons of wisdom in everything. There are reasons on reasons on reasons for everything. You think you need to have your parnasa today? Why? My wife always tells me. I tell her, Baruch Hashem, we had that miracle this month. She said, but we need the miracle also for next month. We don't need it now. Really, the truth is, we don't need this miracle now today. We need it for next month. We need it in 5 days, in 10 days. Let's wait. No, she needs it now. Why she needs it now? Because it doesn't have confidence in Hashem. Lack of confidence. Our job is to have that confidence. To have that confidence, it means always, like Am Israel, like we said it a few times. Am Israel, we're entering into the water, to the Red Sea, to Yam Suf. Every step, the sea was opening for them another tefach, another tefach, another tefach. It wasn't just, this is it. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the sea and it opened, and the Nachshon bin Aminadab jumped into the water, and this is it, and there was a kvish salul, a derech salula.
Paved path.
It wasn't like that. Just that every step that they made inside the water, the walls of the water been opened a little bit more, a little bit more. But always, always. And this is confidence, that you count on Hashem. If you do it enough, it becomes to be like a nature. You don't suffer from it. In the beginning it's hard. All of the fears, all of the anxieties. What are you going to do? And what are you going to do? And what's going to happen? And what are you going to say? And what are you going to say? And how are you going to... And if not, and what you... If you're used to it, then you're Murgal Benisim. So, Baruch Hashem, you learn. This is it. What can be? What? What can be? Everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be wonderful. Everyone can come to those levels. Everyone can come to those levels. Everyone can come to those understandings. Everyone can be with Hashem Yitbarach in his place. Everyone can bring Hashem Yitbarach to be with him and to answer all of his prayers. Just what you need to do. You need to do it. It's simple. You just need to bring Hashem into your life. You just need to say, Ribono Shel Olam, in that situation that I don't know how to pay my rent, in that situation, you're not there. Right, Ribono Shel Olam? You're not there. I don't see you. I don't see you bringing my parnasa. I don't see you that you're solving my problem. So, Ribono Shel Olam, let me see where are you. Let me see that you are there. Ribono Shel Olam, where are you? Ribono Shel Olam, were you paying my last rent? Were you helping me in other situations? How were you helping me? And talk about it. Everyone from his confusions, everyone from his lackings, everyone from his fears, from his anxieties, but to talk to a Kadosh Baruch Hu like you talk to your best friend. Yesterday, I spoke in class about that issue of Chizkiyah HaMelech, 2 days ago, on Chizkiyah HaMelech, that he said to Hashem Yitbarach, I'm going to sleep. I don't have no powers. One of the friends in the class, in the evening before, he was dead tired, evening before of that class, he wanted to do it bodedut, and he said to Hashem Yitbarach, I don't have power, I'm going to sleep. I'll do this bodedut tomorrow. He woke up early in the morning, and he wanted to do it bodedut, and he woke up and he prayed Shachrit and he said, I'll do it, but do it. And then he felt dead tired. After praying Shachrit, he said, I'm going to Minyan, not Minyan. And he decided to pray Shachrit alone and he prayed Shachrit. And then he said, maybe after Shachrit I'm going to have powers to do my Itbodedut. And he was dead tired. He couldn't do Itbodedut. And he said, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm going to sleep. And you take care of it. And he went to sleep. And he woke up at 11 and he came to the yeshiva, to the class. And I was talking on that. That a man should have that confidence to tell Hashem Yitbarach, I'm going to sleep. So you see how much Hashem can answer you. I'm talking now on that person.
that person that, look what happened to him in his life. He just done that thing in the morning, and Hashem said to him, so be it, at 12 o'clock. Hashem told him, so be, I'm with you. Hashem is with you no matter where you are at. Even if you feel that you're so low, that you're so far, that all of those classes are not talking about you, because you're a lot worse, because you received everything, and you haven't paid back nothing, and you're so ungrateful. And Rabbeinu, there is one special conversation that Rabbeinu is saying. And even if you think that that conversation is not talking on you, because you fell to such low places, and you came to such far places, you should know that Rabbeinu is talking directly to you, especially to you. Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu got the power to go to the lowest places of them all and to heal everyone. On top of that, that it's just nonsense. It's your Yetzirah that is telling you that you're so low, that you're so far. You're not far at all. If you're going to look at yourself, it's amazing. You're holding in an amazing place. You're not far at all. It's amazing. You are a walking miracle, mamash, a walking miracle. A walking miracle. Every moment of your life, of how that you spend your life, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's beyond all logic. You're not supposed to be here. It's not you.
And you're here. And Hashem is going to give you more. And Hashem wants to give you more. And you see that you're receiving and receiving and receiving. So you don't have the patience to wait to accept more. You're just going to accept more.
You're going to receive more faith. You're going to receive more wisdom. You're going to receive more kedusha. Every mitzvah, every breath that you take here in Eretz Yisrael, you're getting wiser and wiser. Avirat Eretz Yisrael machkima. And Rabbeinu said, if you're going to Uman, every step that you make on the way, you have a reward, a chelek b'geula, a share in the salvation, in the geula. And if you bring someone else with you also to Uman, if you cheered up someone, if you helped someone, if you supported the kibbutz of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, this Thursday is going to be a Hilula of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich. They're making it a little bit early. And this Thursday is going to be a Hilula in Bnei Brak. Rav Shalom and Rabbi David Chaim Stern and Chacham Avraham Chai, all three righteous people, said that everyone that's going to take a part in the Hilula, that's going to be in the Hilula, it's going to be count like that he made all of the Hilula. All three of them agreed on that. Think about it. You came to Uman, it counts that you made all of what it goes on over there in Uman. It's written also that if a man came to a Shiur Torah, he's going to be rewarded on the same reward like all of the rest of the students. And Rabbeinu is writing that also in Likutei Moharan. Think about it. Every day you come here to the Shiur, there are 20 people, 30 people. Every day think of the reward that you have. What Hashem is preparing you. And what have you done? You just came. You just listened. רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted to give you. He wants to give you. He wants to make you rich. He wants you to develop. He wants you to grow. And you cannot see it, because if you're going to see it, like we said, you're going to lay back and you're going to say, wow, thank you Hashem. You're going to be so stoned from the light. You're going to say, this is it. I don't need no more. Thank you Hashem. Hashem don't want you to be in that place. Every time you come with something, he's spilt it for you, that you will not, that you're going to feel that lacking, like we said from the Bala Sula, from that story of the Rav Shalom told, and that poor guy that went into the treasure of the king, and every time he comes out with the money and the guard push him to that vessel, his wallet with all of the money going to spill on the floor, and then he's angry and he's going back to the treasure to take more coins, and again he's pushing him and all of the coins are falling back on the floor, and again and again and again, and after 2 hours he doesn't, what are you doing? He said, this is it, all of what there is here on the floor, it's yours. He was so happy to take few coins and few diamonds, it was enough for him. Now you can have $1 million. Who is not going to jump? Only someone that knows that after that they're giving 1 million, they're giving tens. Only he will not going to jump. And you that you jump on everything, you say, no, I have to learn this, I have to do this. And they want to give you faith. You're not going to go to talk to the Beit Midrash. No, I have to go, I have to learn, I have a shiur, I have to catch this and that. They want to give you faith. If you're going to stay today in the house happy, you're going to believe in Hashem. You know what's that? You're going to believe in Hashem. You're going to see Hashem today. You have a meeting with Hashem today in your house. No!
Thank you very much.
Yeah.